At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We're back. Jay Foreman, Aaron Davis. You see him over there doing what he does well, taking pictures with the kids and all the people out here. We got a quick segment here before we bring the man of the hour, which is Larry the Cable Guy, or we know him as
Let's
Dan.
Let's slide Nick one of these. Nick, grab his headphones, Nick.
Nick, you trying to come in here, dog?
Come on, man. Come on. Jay, I'm going to ask you this, Jay.
You going to slide in here, Nick?
I don't know. Am I supposed to?
No,
we'll bring you in. Absolutely. I guess
Jay was wishy washy on it earlier.
Yeah, wishy washy, kind of suspect.
Yeah, you know,
wishy washy. Jay, I'm going to ask you this because Jay, I really want you to break this down. Me and you have talked about this off air. First of all, me and Jay go back 30 years. First of all, and Jay and Mike Rucker stayed at our place with me and some guys, our roommates back in 94.
Yeah. Especially nights on the couch.
Yes. We're not going to talk about the things that took place during that time.
Negative.
But what I am going to say is this. So, Jay, you're a connoisseur of the game. And honestly, and Jay, we're on the air. But at the same time, this is real talk. This is something I wouldn't say. It's nothing I wouldn't say off the air than on the air with you. You are one of the best defensive minds that I've ever met because you're a student of the game. Jay, put some of the folks at ease that talk about the 3-3-5.
Right.
Talking about this is not for Nebraska. It can't be the Big Ten. Now, we know the disadvantages, the cons of the obviously the 3-3-5 is a good offensive line and a running game. Yeah. But, Jay, just in a short segment, school and educate the folks in a layman's terms of the 3-3-5, how important the linebackers are.
Yeah.
Okay. In the 3-3-5 defense, going against a team when you got a running back like Monongo.
Right.
He's a good back.
Yeah, he's a great back. But I think he's probably, you know.
Number three in the country.
I think he's the best back in the Big Ten.
Yep.
And I think
2 years straight.
2 years straight. And I think Ohio State has a really dynamic duo, but I think he does more with less. And I believe, and it's not biased, I think the linebacker position is the lifeline of any really good or great defense because you're always at a disadvantage in the run game or the pass game.
Right.
Run game, you're going against bigger guys that are bigger, stronger, which is the linemen. And in the pass game, and with the evolution of tight ends, you're going against guys that are normally more athletically gifted and bigger than you. And so whether the 3-3-5 or 4-3, 3-4, 4-2-5, whatever, you got to have really, really good linebacker play. Now, the 3-3-5, I think – it can work to Nebraska's advantage, and I think this. I think it's easier to recruit to than the 3-4, which we saw with Bob Diaco, which is extremely hard to recruit to because you have to have dudes out there, NFL dudes, coming off the edge. That's why you see Alabama having success at it. In the early in Kirby Smart's career or in his tenure, he ran a 3-4 because they're able to get those guys.
Right.
Those guys that
right.
I always say outside linebacker that can really do havoc in the outside in the 3-4 is a unicorn. It's like a number one pick in a quarterback. So then when you have a 3-3-5, it allows you to use a Jay Foreman, if I'm really technically sound, on the line of scrimmage.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I'm more versatile, I can play back in a stack linebacker position. If I'm smart, I can cover in zone and sometimes in man or short zone or short man.
Mm-hmm.
And then it allows you to get another athletic and maybe more skilled and faster guy on the field to fill some of those run gaps. The thing that makes this defense go when it's really, really humming is it's effort, it's physicality, but more importantly, it's discipline.
Exactly.
The discipline comes from knowing what, in this case, if we're all three playing together, I know what Aaron Davis is doing, I know what Nick Sanders is doing, therefore I know what I can do without even thinking and going out there making plays. And so you know, we'll get into more detail because, you know, we got some stuff coming out on Jay Foreman's YouTube. You know,
yes,
make
indeed.
Sure we want everybody to subscribe.
Yes.
Because we're going to be putting, it's a shameless plug. And, if you, and I will tell you this: we're gonna act a fool. You know, you got the Black Shirt for Life T-shirts out there. You can get on Jay. Hold on, we'll keep going. It's JayForeman44.com.
Hey, are we collabing?
Yeah, we're collabing. JayForeman44.com. We'll be giving you guys picks. I have the Steve Stevens money management model if you guys want to make money off my pick. But the 335, I get it. Everybody thinks the three. And look, I will tell you this.
I'm going to say this. Before your point, yeah. BJ and Wichita, thank you much. He goes, good job. He goes, Jay, next level stuff, and you simplified it. Kudos. Good. Jay, that's the beauty of having a person like you on the air in that you can make the complicated very simple. That's the thing I appreciate about you, Jay.
I appreciate that. I mean,
because, Jay, that you do that, though,
that's
man.
Our job. And I think I will say this for everybody out there, Nick, whether you're on a 4-3, a 3-4, 4-2-5, a 5-2, 46 defense.
Tampa 2.
Doesn't matter the coverage. Every defense and coverage has a weakness.
Right.
Now, what makes the 3-3-5 go is you have to be – it allows your athletes to be athletic. It allows the guys that play hard and be physical, allows them to do that.
Right.
But you got to know what you're doing. And the most important thing in the 3-3-5 when you're trying to have a bunch of speed is to bottle in the offense so that speed and power and physicality can just run and cause havoc and hit people. And so everybody's worried about the 3-3-5 after Illinois. The Illinois was – essentially, you remember Marvin Hagler?
Yep.
He's the only boxer that ever got to warm up and punch himself in the face. Yep. And he went out there and beat everybody's butt.
And beat the smoke out of Sugar Ray Leonard.
And that's it. Yep. Now, nobody else has been able to do it. Right. So, equivalent is Nebraska kept punching himself in the face by losing the edge or setting the edge and then being able to condense the edge. And so, therefore, it was some run gas. They have now sent.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Nullified that because of the way they were playing the inside-outside zone against Purdue, against another Maccabee, a running back that gave them problems, which is kind of along the lines of Kyle Manahe, who Rutgers has. And so I think what Nebraska has to do is they have to get off to a good start. It doesn't matter what front they're in, Nick. And I want to ask you this. We're going to bring you in because I know you've been sitting over there just waiting. You know,
I've been waiting.
Yeah, right here.
Here I am.
I feel like Lenny left out. I'll put my sunglasses on too.
Would you like me to take mine off?
No, AD got his on.
Right. There we go.
Nick, I want to ask you this from a young fan's perspective, real quick before we go to break.
Yeah.
What is more concerning to you, Nebraska getting off to a good start and stopping the run, or them being able to create pass rush against Callum McCanis? Because he passes a lot more than you think with the Rutgers type of running game.
Well, you might remember when Ethan Kaliak-Manis came into the game for Tanner Morgan when he was at Minnesota a couple of years ago.
During COVID, right?
It was during COVID, yeah. And people might remember that was the roster that was so heavily depleted
because
with
of COVID.
Minnesota because
yeah.
of COVID. They were missing 30-some yeah. players. I think the exact number was 36 mm-hmm. that they were without during that football game. And Tanner Morgan was – Tanner Morgan was horrible.
Yeah.
Nebraska looked like they actually had a chance to beat Minnesota and yeah. P.J. Fleck. Mm-hmm. They switch quarterbacks to Kaliak-Manis at the half, and then he's able to lead them to a come-from-behind victory against Nebraska. That was without a running game of Muhammad Ibrahim that day.
Yeah.
There was no deadly Minnesota running back.
Rashad Bateman was still there.
Right? So when you look at this season with Kaliak-Manis, Nebraska, they've generated pass rush, but if you take away the Colorado game, it looks a lot less sexy.
Yeah.
It looks a lot less exciting.
That's true.
Nebraska has not been able to generate the type of pressure that I think we were expecting for some of these guys to make the jump from the from last season to now this season. I mean, think about what we were talking about. And this is not a slight or a dig, but it's going to come across as one.
Well, then it is.
We're talking about two potential NFL guys on that front line.
Yeah.
And we haven't seen a whole lot of consistency in terms of disrupting pass. Now,
Jay,
this is maybe from a defensive perspective. Maybe a lot of the times, I can compare it to like Damian Daniels.
Yeah.
Damian didn't make up a lot of noise, but he freed a lot of things up for the linebacker room. And we see this year now with John Bolick. He's been running around like a madman. So I would ask you, is it more on the defensive line not generating pressure, or are they actually doing their job,
but
guys are game planning?
I think people get too fixated on the sack numbers. I think they could do a better job getting more pressure on the quarterback, but then also it's also circumstantial. You know, when you think of UTEP, they beat them really, really bad. Colorado, they played well. They got pass rush, and they did everything they needed to do. So that's a check in that they did their job. And then you think Northern Iowa they were able to generate pass rush, but it was a holistic team, and you saw Bullock and Bear and all those guys get
it.
So then it was more or less a schematic thing, and then you play Illinois, and then that's the kind of outlier, right? Now, when you're not playing well against the run, you're not in the advantageous positions to rush the passer.
Right.
Then you think, I feel like Purdue, they started to kind of turn the corner a little bit and do some things. So I think – here's two things that work that's a factor. Number one is circumstances based on, you know, we've got off to a good start, and so guys aren't playing as much, and we've been able to play a lot of guys. Number two, with Ty and Nash, they're two guys that teams are starting to focus on, so you're starting to see, you know, whether it's Jamari Butler, James Williams, you saw MJ Sherman last week. And against UTEP in Northern Iowa, you saw Willis McGahee get in there.
Right.
And you saw Princewell
true
knock
freshman,
the quarterback.
McGahee.
Right. And so you saw some guy, you saw the depth there. So when everybody's trying to fixate on the guy against potential NFL guys, but there's been a lot of other guys get busy. So I think, everybody's expecting the pass rush of, you know, whatever the best pass rushing teams out there. I think they've done good. I think they can get better. But also, I think they've also made some strides. You don't see it in the stat sheet because of circumstances, and also the team is playing better offensively, so you're not getting as many chances.
I know we need to get to break, but here's what I'm curious about from your perspective. A lot of people are asking, you know, what happens on 4th and 5 if Nebraska has that situation, right?
Yeah.
All those are hypothetical situations that maybe we don't want to talk about. Here's what I would propose, and I want to bring to the topic of conversation. Will we see Nebraska call differently on 3rd and medium? And that's what I'm getting at, is do we see maybe more of a conventional play call on 3rd and medium to get them to where if it's 3rd and 8, they get 4th and 2 instead of 4th and 8.
Oh, well, that's going to be predetermined if where you're at on the position of the field. I do think I do think Coach Rule has more confidence in the kicker than the outside and the low hanging fruit people do, because
they see it every day.
Well, and also they understand it's a snap kick hold.
Right.
So I think they're going to stick to game plan,
and
unless it truly becomes on the kicker, I think they've been working hard diligently to get that nullified. So I think that they're going to still be able to game plan. But I think if they're rolling offensively, I'm all for it, for going, you know, forward. So good question there by Nick. Obviously got my man AD sitting in here. We're going to take a quick break. We got Dan Whitney, a.k.a. Larry the Cable Guy, coming up at the top of the hour. Jay Foreman, Aaron Davis, Old School. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.